having some rain. I couldn't believe it since it'd been so dry around here.
Well, I figured we was going to have some rain. It blew up in the night. Did you hear the wind?
I sure didn't. I went to sleep pretty quick. I was kind of tired yesterday.
I didn't hear a thing.
It blew quite a bit.
Well, like you said, it was about time you got some rain around here.
Of course, we didn't get it. Maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's true.
It didn't rain for too long, like you said. Has it hurt the crops any yet?
Yeah. The pastures are sure enough hurt.
Is that right?
Corn hurt. Didn't seem to hurt the wheat. But it's affecting the soybean, and now if we don't get some rain pretty soon, it's be a pretty bad situation for soybean. So, and it's time for them to make after that moisture. You notice them up there about that high. So they usually start blooming that person. And they have to have a low temperature for that time of the year and also water. They won't set. The temperature gets below 100.
What all do you raise out here?
Soybeans and wheat and cattle and timber.
Do you keep pretty good bit of cattle yourself?
Yeah, we usually run around 100 head. We've been running 3 of them, but we leased out some places.
That's
good. All the cattle.
What kind of cattle do you?
White feed. Hereford.
What about, is cattle still pretty profitable?
No, it's just a break-even proposition. Has been for the last 3 or 4 years. In fact, it's more than that. It is a losing proposition up until they picked up in the last year a little bit.
Have you raised cattle for a long time?
Yeah, about 50 years.
Is that right? You just do it because you like to, then.
Well, I like what we used to make out of it.
Right. It would be nice if you could have that along with it, too.
Yeah.
Make a pretty good profit. Have you been farming for that long? Or?
Long.
Have you always farmed?
Always. Well, I taught school.
Is that right? Did you start off teaching school before you started farming?
No. It's the other way around.
Oh, I see. You were farming, taught school, and went back to farming?
That's right.
Did you teach in this part of the country?
Yes.
What kind of situation was it? Well,
the first school was just a one-room school. We had up to about the 8th grade. Then the next one was a two-room school where we divided them in from 1 to 4 and then from 4 to 8. Then later on I taught in high school where they set up, high school. Consolidate several districts.